drops the arms out to your mum's house. Arms out to your mum's house.
Would have to be hip hop beats.
Well, the, yeah, I mean, what? Tune. We ain't gonna have fucking country and western and shit, man.
it couldn't really have lyrics in it, could it? It just have to be instrumentals.
Yeah, exactly. Or else it would get too confusing. Listen, guys, we are now rolling live. It is the Amber. It is my man Theme in the house. Arms house to your mum's house, to be precise.
Arms house to your mum's house. Doesn't matter what episode it is. We're coming in your house. We are coming in your house. Slapping your pop's chops with his own lamb chops. Tell him, get out of my chair. This is Arms House. Your mum's house. Episode. Like 22, I think.
No, 23.
23. And you know what that is? The greatest number in sports history.
Oh, yeah.
So we are in there now. We are in the All-Stars.
Oh, man.
We're in the Hall of Fame.
Yep. We're getting there. Well, hopefully, one day.
I don't know where all that came from. Yeah. I just completely lost the plot.
You got mad energy, right? That's good at the beginning. But no, what were we talking about? You were talking about having some bedding music underneath. Because you said it's weird, like, you know, sitting, having a chat with your mate. You got headphones on and there's no music.
But let me tell you a little something. Yeah. If I was working in that industry, I'd change it instantly. You can't call it bedding. That sounds like some moist get together with me kind of the bedding out of the tree. When you're in the meeting, like, yeah, no, I think we should play some bedding.
Yeah, bedding.
We might as well be playing some cotton wool duvet. Man, that's fucking ridiculous. But yeah, we're talking about having instrumentals over the background. Yeah, background music.
But then I at the end of the day, it's impossible to do it while we're recording because, I got to edit it.
The blood clot would mess up with the blood clot.
Yeah, exactly. If we have to chop something out or edit something here, then, you know, it'll interfere with the music playing in the background. But I can always add it afterwards. So, I don't know, maybe people listening, but it's just more work for me to do.
Yeah. No, you can't do it. It's too long. That's too long.
Yeah, I think personally, when I listen to podcasts, I don't like having anything else except for voices, because then I can just play instrumental music while I'm listening to, and I can choose what music I want to listen to.
I never think about other people. I just think about us. And then because I'm thinking it's, I was just saying it to all the listeners out there. I was just saying it because it's weird chilling with the brethren, whether in the house or online like this, FaceTime or whatever. It's weird not having tunes on, and we've both got headphones on.
Yeah.
Anytime I've got headphones on in my life, I'm either rapping or listening to tunes. It just kind of feels, and sometimes he's gone for like 2 hours, then I realize, right, I've had no tunes. And just when I'm gearing up for the podcast, I've got the tunes on, I've got everything blazing, I might have a little like, and then my, you know, get a beer out and just get my shit ready. And then I've got to turn it off for doing the podcast. Got to turn it off.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, but it's also good that you think of what you like, because ultimately that's when we start doing something new, something cool, you know what I mean? We don't want to just copy what everyone else is doing at the end of the day. And I'm kind of glad.
Just want to say fuck you.
I'm glad this podcast hasn't become one of those things, because that's one thing I've noticed about a lot of podcasts that I listen to. You know, fucking something big will happen in the news. And then it's like every podcast now has to talk about this subject. Oh, look, Kanye said this week. And then everyone's fucking giving their 2 cents on it. And it kind of becomes like, it's like the machine is feeding the machine now. It's like these fucking influencers or whatever you want to call them, people who are like, you know, big, have big platforms. They do this shit on purpose now. They do just stupid, wacky shit, knowing that that's going to feed the timeline for the next few days for people to chat shit about them. And then they're fucking next week's recycled newspaper, whatever the fucking saying is. Next week's fish
today's
paper.
newspaper is tomorrow's fish and chip wrapper.
Yeah, exactly. And like, kind of, I just see that cycle happening. And now it seems, I think it started organically, and it started like a genuine thing. People just wanted to talk about what was happening. But now it seems like some of these things are being manufactured. I'm not trying to be all conspiracy theorist and stuff, but it's kind of obvious, no? Like, especially if you're...
I stopped listening, man. I used to get in the car and turn... And when you turn the car on, LBC radio would come on.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And I used to listen to all of them. And then read all the news, have all the news updates sent to my phone and shit. You know what I mean? You go, bing, BBC says, bing, Dylan, Sky News says, bing, yeah. All that shit. And then I turned it all off. I used to buy, you know, read the Times or read different newspapers and shit, or at least look at them in, you know what I mean, at friend's house or the shop. And now I've just locked it off.
Yeah.
All of the news and shit. And the only problem now is Instagram. I look at Instagram and I just see, by the third time I say to myself, or maybe just the second time, like, what kind of post is this fucking shit? Like, what, how am I giving my life to end looking at this? Look, like, it could be, it's just some dumb shit. How does it come up on my shit?
Yeah.
I don't understand, man. And then I could lock this off. But then I'd be completely locked off because I don't use Twitter or... You're getting me into using YouTube.
Yeah, I mean, YouTube can be good. YouTube can be good. I mean, the thing is, my job doesn't call for it. In no aspect of my life am I needed as a necessity to know the world news that's happening currently right now. Obviously, I have a natural curiosity about certain things, and there are certain specific things that I have a special interest in. Like, for example, Syria. My family are from Syria, so... I kind of like to keep up on the news and the politics or what's going on around there. It's confusing as fuck. and it's hard because not having the prior knowledge of all the history and shit, you know what I mean? It's like, it's hard to keep up with it, but you know, I try, you know what I'm saying? But then
what do you keep up with it on? Cause I've turned it all off the news. If you don't watch the news, cause all it is then no one gives you any good news on the TV or the newspaper or anything.
Yeah, rarely, it's true.
I follow that place where there's a good guy on Instagram called Positive News or something. I think it's a UK guy. But that just has positive news and shit. But there's no point watching it.
Well, no, I mean,
I don't even have TV anymore. I don't even have TV license. I don't have the TV connected to any.
Oh yeah,
anyone.
No antenna, nothing. Yeah, but you don't need.
I've only got Netflix.
I rarely watch any TV. Everything's
exactly,
done
man.
Online.
All of that
there.
Shit's locked off, and I swear you feel better because you don't see just negativity all. Yeah. This. And if something's big enough, you're going to find out about it.
But the thing is, yeah, exactly. But the thing is, how you find, like, you asked me, where do I look for it? Yeah, there's no one source. Yeah. No one in their right mind should pick one source and go, I'm going to get all my information from this one source. That's
like they do
way.
In America. That's so joke.
I mean, yeah.
You're either CNN happen. Or your Fox News.
Yeah,
and that's
exactly.
It. That's all they've, you know, what do you mean? What do you mean?
No, fuck that. So you should definitely, if there's a subject, like say something comes up in Syria, then I'll watch on BBC News, I'll watch it on CNN, I'll watch it on Al Jazeera. Channel 4 news is decent sometimes and I'll read up on a couple of articles online, man. And like, if I really want to know about what's going on,
Channel 4 news, CNN, the war report, Capone
and
Noriega.
That's a good segue into the
yeah.
tune.
Boy.
Before we play this tune, I just want to say we've got a couple of graph things we're going to review. We've got maybe the word association game we'll play near the end of the episode. But for now, let's go straight into some music, man. This is one from Theme, suggested this one. Capone and Noriega, like he said, it's a track called Live On, Live Long. Was this 98?
1997. From the war report.
The war report.
This is going to sound nice in the headphone, man, after a little bit. Like, go on, son. Play with the blood, clap with it. No, it doesn't have a long intro.
I love that sample, man. I swear Beatnuts used that sample as well.
Yeah, I think better people have used that.
Yeah, yeah. Let me close my door.
I know you left and going up Creek Zone. You know my address, girl. Write me letters, keep me in tune. I still remember when we first met. Yo, it was up north. I had the Iraq flag, your Conrad with do-rag, your A-rag. Damn, done. How you get caught? Sometimes I look back and think the shit is my fault. Cause it was me, guard body, had the dead that pork. I went at them and clapped them up after we fought. Then the beef got deeper than what they clicked on. Peep the bucket head, leather wally head, thoroughbred. Doing this with two shorty sleeping in the same bed. So what up, huh? Nigga, I can't zone without you. I think about you up at night without my air light. Shine like broad daylight, debate right. So if your heart stop beating, I go back in time. Make your heart beat again. Real niggas to the end. We try to succeed. Niggas smoke weed, contemplated, dedicated to real niggas that you're related. If your heart stop beating, I go back in time, make your heart beat again. Real niggas to the end, yo, we succeed. Niggas smoke weed, contemplated, dedicated to real niggas that you're related. CNN, say it loud, yo.
Big tune, yeah. Big album in general. That album, if you haven't peeped it, anybody out there, if you into
the War Report,
yeah.
Fucking hell. Big album. Can you imagine? Fucking hell, that was fucking huge.
Yeah,
that was so big when that came out.
Oh,
and
man.
Then into 2000, they did something else after 2000, but that was like not worth listening.
And didn't
the reunion?
Didn't
the reunion in 2000? That was another album that had some that had Queens on it.
And didn't have that tune with Nori when he was talking about his dad and that Primo, the Primo one.
Yeah, he's got the Primo track
on it. Yeah, yeah. Well,
I've been waiting for when we do a track with Primo, right?
That's it. That's the one.
That's on the review, the reunion. Yeah, that's on that as well. But yeah. 97, man, and then that came out, bruv. That was fucking nuts.
Yeah.
Nuts.
Yeah. Yeah, but didn't Capone end up going to prison or something? And Noriega, he went on his solo.
Did.
Yeah, yeah. No, Nori was in prison.
I thought they met in jail.
Oh man, I don't know.
I see what you're saying. You're saying like after that gap in between.
I think Nori went to prison. He talks about it on a Vlad interview. I think
went to prison, but I think they met in prison at the beginning.
Okay, maybe.
Started rapping together there, and then they went away to jail and delayed the whole thing, like you said, man.
Yeah. But Nori, man, Nori, I got to rate the guy as well. Now he's doing the Drink Champs and all that. I don't watch every single, well, I hardly watch any of it now, man. But I remember when it first came out, they had some wicked, you know, just the idea of, you know, just get them all drunk. And obviously Nori knows all these people very well. So they were much more open to telling him crazy stories and shit. And he's a funny fucking guy, man. It was really, really worked well. I mean, obviously, they're doing fucking amazing with that, man. But
and in 97, he dropped that.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Fucking hell. I wonder Incredible. How old they were, man, like in their teens, man.
Yeah, dropping probably that. In 97. Yeah, they wouldn't have been much older than 18. I wouldn't be surprised, man.
Yeah.
And I know Nori is younger than most of them lot as well. Yeah.
Fucking, so wait a minute. That my favorite tune is... Oh, no, that's... I think my favorite tune in hip hop is The Start of Your Ending by Mobb Deep. Every time I've heard it 85 squillion times.
Mm.
And it's so basic and so gritty, so raw. It's such fucking New York hip hop. That came out in 95, bruv.
Yeah.
So you imagine that's 95. That comes out in 97. And I was thinking he was a teenager for Capone and Oreo were teenagers, but fuck me. Dropping that in 95.
Yeah, it's crazy. And you think now, like, obviously it's well known now, especially in that era, Queens, where them lot are all from.
Yeah.
Look at all, like, from LL Cool J days all the way up, how many incredible MCs came out of there, man, is next level. It's like there was something in the water, you know what I mean, around that part of New York.
Me. Yeah, because Mobb Deep on that album, The Reunion, as well. Mobb Deep feature on a track on that. Man, that's just coming out of Queens in those 2 years.
Yeah. But you really think that's the best hip-hop tune ever, or are you just being a bit...
No, mine. Like, one of mine... Not, like, hip-hop tune. It's just one of my best.
Yeah.
It hits me differently, man. I swear it hits me differently. I know it's basic, and I know... But it's just everything has come together so perfectly without... thinking it was going to. You can tell it's one of those, and it's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. Dope. Yeah, man. I mean, did you have a little story attached to the CNN, or you just wanted
to chat about it?
Yeah, no,
so me and Chick and Zombie drove to Holland,
and
man, I was fucked because I did all the driving in the Ford C-Max.
Wow.
And we went to... Man, I can't remember where we went to first now, but we definitely went to, by the time we got to Holland, we went to Rotterdam first to meet Rone, R-H-O-N-E.
Yeah.
You used to do sick letters, bruv. Like, yeah, proper. Yeah. Remember when London and Amsterdam had like quite a similar style? When PFB was smashing Amsterdam, there was all like that huge link.
Oh, 100%.
Man, the letters are so sick. Went to his first, had a zoo with him, whatever, had a few beers. He had a paint room in his house.
Oh, yeah. Like,
in his house. So one of the bedrooms.
Did he have family?
Was just.
Yeah, like, did he have a wife?
No, but I think it was his flat. I think, well, I don't know. Yeah, I think he might have a wife and kid. Or no, he might be, the kid might come on the weekends.
Ah, okay, one of them ones. All right.
But he's, you can smell it, bruv. You're like, what the fuck is in the, is going on in here?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I've got a paint room. You want to go see it? You know, when they speak English, they got like an American accent. And stuff. I can't remember if he's got one, if he's got like a Dutch accent, actually. I can't remember.
Yeah.
But he's like, yeah, do you want to go and see it? Fucking open the door. And it's wall to like floor to ceiling, all walls of paint, all in like color orders. You know what I mean? Like lots of different blues,
organized, pinks,
blacks, whites, different kind of paint. And it stinks because it's just a bedroom. It's got no vents or anything like that. Mm. It fucking rank. And it's a right. It's not like Chrome and Black where all the cans are new. You know what I mean? Loads of the cans have been opened. Loads of the cans have been used. Rare. And I remember thinking, fucking hell, this is looking decent. He's like, yeah, you can take a couple of cans. And then, but Chick was desperate to get to Dan before 1:30, like fucking desperate because the coffee shop's closed.
Oh yeah,
and me, Doubter was there as well. Doubt, I forgot to big him up. He was there.
Doubt.
We were saying to Chick like, yo, we'll get a draw of fucking Amsterdam. What are we talking about? It doesn't matter if it's past 1:30, bruv. Which the first tourist we see on road would just be like, yo,
Jack.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We need to get some fucking green. Anyway, Doubter did that. He went out. By the time we got to Amsterdam, he fucking just ducked out to the street. And the first bench along the canal, there were some American tourist kids. And then he got a green.
Oh, mate, that's
but anyway.
But that's a big trait because I've been to Amsterdam several times, man. Even back in the 90s when it was Gilders, before the Euros and all that stuff.
Do you remember the Gilders?
Of course, the Gilders. That'll be 20
I stopped
Gilders.
Going to Dam once I got to 23 times. We were talking about 23s, episode 23, because of Michael Jordan.
Wow.
That's the only number back then I could remember. And I was like, yo, because every time, how many times you've been to that? Yeah, I've been there, like 7 times, man. Yeah, we can show you some spots. And 23 times.
Jeez, 23, that's a lot, man. I've only been like, maybe 11 times, 12 times,
I was
maybe.
Like, yo.
Yeah.
I had a girl who lived in Dam once, so I used to go there quite a bit
for that
as well. But I'd count that for only like, I don't know, 7
And where
times.
Was the market? There was a market where you could go and buy all the spa
don't
bars.
Get belt don't get spa behind a belt.
Spa bars, man. Yeah. Oh, yeah, look, like these. I got one here. This is actually one from the 90s, man. This is an old spa bar cam from back
like
in
those
days. Yeah, it's purple. It still works.
Look how much it looks like a Krylon, man.
Yeah, proper with the things on it. Yeah, Farb spray. Yeah,
that is a Krylon.
Well, yeah, this was like one of the earliest.
It's got the circles, circles round at the bottom, and look at the where it says Sparva. The red thing's the exact same shape. The red background's the Krylon.
It's 100%. Inspired by the Krylon. It must be, man. And the thing is, I remember this being one of the early paints that were made for graffiti. Even belt-ons and stuff before that, they were made for other things. If you read the back of it, it was like telling you how to spray it on a chair or on this or on that. And but this
Do you remember when good writers used to go to Dam for free?
Oh yeah.
Because the new posh writers they couldn't wreck.
Okay.
They couldn't get paint. And then posh writers used to take proper writers to Dam, like pay for their shit. So basically pay for their ticket, return ticket, but they'd probably have to sleep on the floor or whatnot, or sleep in a car or whatever. They didn't pay for that shit. But I'm saying they brought them a ticket there and back to rack for them.
Oh.
So people would go there and just rack, go to those kind of markets and just rack everything. Wow. And then they'd be like racking their own food and shit to like have, you know, get through the weekend.
Yeah.
This is back in the days of when racking was just racking.
Yeah.
And then rack all for like the posh kids.
Yeah.
And then obviously have paint for themselves as well.
Story. But yeah, go on, continue your story. So you're at this guy Roan's.
So I'm absolutely fucked here, and I've been driving, and you know what chickens on are like, and Doubter. They're all long as fuck. And I'm like, yo, we stopped for like 3 or 4 zoot breaks from from London to the where you get the ferry. Do you know what I mean? I'm like, oh, yo, we haven't got to the bottom of England yet. You know, stopping in like car parks for soup breaks, and you've got to meet that ferry and shit. Get on the ferry, come when we get. As soon as we get off, I'm driving through France, through I don't know where else you go, through Belgium or some shit.
Belgium.
But fucking hell, man. And then we stop at fucking Roan's house. We're all having zoots, having a couple of beers and shit. And they're like, yo, we've got to get in the car and drive to Amsterdam before 1:30. And I'm now absolutely, you know what I mean, dead.
Yeah.
Dead. And we'd had a couple of tunes on like from the normal drive, you know, during the daytime and shit through France and that. But we hadn't put this on. It was locked in the glove compartment, like back behind some shit. And chick's like, yo, have you got any other fucking music? This music we've been listening to for fucking all day. Do you know what I mean? Finds this tune and puts it on. And Zombie told him to put that tune on.
The Capone Noriega.
If your heart stop beating, I'll go back in time. Make your heart beat again. Real bridge until the end. They put that on and the boom. The bass line kind of goes with that high pitch shit.
Yeah,
man, and I was driving. It's like I took a fucking ecstasy pill.
It's just like boom,
pitch black. You know, you got like the cat's eyes on the motorway, and I just started fucking caning it.
Mm.
But it gave me a right boost, man, a right fucking boost.
So, what are you going to tell us? What happened in Amsterdam then when you finally got there, or do you want to keep that stum?
It's about a squillion stories, man.
Yeah, no, because you've already told me this. Like, it's quite funny, but I don't know if you want to tell it. It's up to you.
There's loads of stories about.
No, but that trip when you went to Roan and then you got to Amsterdam, and then you did your thing. I mean, well, you tried to do your thing.
Yeah. I know, that sounds like I'm going for hookers or something. You try to do your thing.
No, I meant.
I know that's what it sounds. I know what you mean, but that's what it sounds like. That's what I'm saying. Makes it even worse. People, I'm not going out there for hookers. You know what I'm saying? No, we were going. I was going out.
That's haram. That shit's haram, yo.
To look at, we were going to do, you know, look at yards and that.
Yeah.
And there's so many stories from that, man. There's one story where we were waiting in the yard, and I still hadn't slept. This is the first fucking night we got there.
Yeah.
And I'm already dead. Bearing in mind, we got there 1:30 in the morning that this particular time. Anyway, one time I'm gone to look at the yard, and there's fucking go. It's a nice yard, Amsterdam, in the city yard, and go over this fence, get to where we're gonna plot. Yeah, there's loads of bushes in there, and that's sweet. We're just sitting in these bushes, looking at this yard, this train, the silver, nice intercontinental train that goes to German. Brother, it was silver and flat.
And oh, man.
Fucking silver and flat, man. And just like 6 or 7 carriages. It looked like a New York fucking tower. I was like, yo, what the fuck? I was expecting those big double-decker yellow things.
Yeah, the
shit.
Banana train thing, yeah.
But this train had pulled in from Germany or whatever. So I was like, yo, we got to paint that. It just looks the nice Bahnhof. And it's pitch black. Yeah, there's like light flashing off the silverness of it. And it's kind of like... two kind of rugby fields away, sort of football fields away distance, and we're kind of just like looking at it.
Mm.
And we look around, and there's you can see the bare tops of people's heads sticking out of these bushes and shit. Someone whistles or says something or something, and they just look like that game when you hit the moles back
the
in
whack-a-mole.
The holes.
Whack-a-mole.
Yeah, loads of rioters just come out of these bushes. Like, we're like, what the fuck? Like, all over the place. Because I'm standing like on tracks and...
That's hilarious.
Behind the bushes, there's just bushes in front of me that just pop out.
Yeah.
And chick being chick, it just bowls straight over to like one of them. you know what I mean? We don't know. Because bearing in mind, you can't see these people.
Mm.
You can't see who they are, what they're holding, what they're doing. And they're in a yard.
But it's most likely, it's most likely if they're not wearing protective gear or shiny gear.
Yeah, but you can't see that shit. You can kind of see silhouettes. You know what I mean? It's pitch black on the outside of a yard, outside. You know what I mean? There's not like bare lights.
Maybe he could smell them from like 20 yards.
Yeah, chick just goes, I go. You know what I mean? Like terminate and just walk. Me and Zombie just sitting there, standing there like, fucking hell, I hope he's all right. You know, we're just watching him.
Yeah.
And he comes back. They said, yeah, they've all been waiting to paint this train.
Damn.
And have a look at the cleaners there. We look more closely. We can see the cleaners. Like, oh, fucking hell, this. When the cleaners leave, we'll be able to paint this train.
Yeah. Just everyone just bum rushed the train.
Yeah, and that's what it was going to be. Because like I said, it's like 2 football fields away.
Yeah.
And it's just sitting there, laid up, waiting for the cleanest of dust, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's lights on it, and it just looked like a trophy, man. And fucking, we were all going to jump over hills like little soldiers, dragging the dust towards it, man. And the cleaners were there forever and ever. And they obviously, it was got to the stage where they couldn't have been cleaning anymore, man. They were just sitting in this fucking tray. We was like, I was going, right, well, let's just go and do it. But then loads of, all of like their bosses and people like that and cars were like out some waiting for them, and I guess but there was loads of activity there, which is like, when these people fuck off. And
was it a Monday night, Tuesday night?
I can't remember.
I think it was a week night
But we it must have been a Friday, bruv. And then them two started saying, fuck this train. You know what I mean? Fuck this train. And I'm like, what do you mean, fuck this train, bruv? I've just driven you from fucking West London, bruv. You know? All the way here. And you've done nothing, bruv. And then we got the drawer. And then I've come out on the first night. We've gone to the fucking yard. And now it's like 4 a.m. the next day, bruv. You know what I mean? I've been sleeping on the tracks. It's been that long. I'm the most fucking excited to do it. And I'm the one sleeping on the tracks thinking, this is taking too long. And I started like waking up, the cleaners are still there. And that's probably when we started chatting. I was like, yo, we've got to paint this train. And that's the kind of vibe I'm on. He's like, yo, we've got to paint this train. We're going to need to paint this train. And Zombie turned and said to me, brother, I'm not painting this train. We're going to fuck this train off. We're going to go. And I said to him, what do you mean we've got to fuck this train off? Bruv, we've got to paint that train. And he looked at me for the first time I've ever got like a bollocking in a negative voice, like a non-joking voice. Bruv, I'm not painting that train. Do you know how? Don't tell me that I've got to paint that train. I've never had that flex. I've never seen him do that flex on anyone else.
No, he's such a calm
dude. He was probably tired as well. Don't tell me I've got to paint that train. Do you know how many trains I've painted, Fiend? Like that. And I was like, fuck.
Yeah. You can't really say nothing.
And it, yeah. And there's another one there. And he's like, do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv? Like, called it a yellow BR. Yeah. I just remember so much, like, about painting British Rail. Because one of those other yellow ones have pulled in. And it's like, do you think I need to paint some yellow BR, bruv? Do you know how many trains I'm like? Shit, bruv. I'm all right, man. I'm sorry, man. It's cool.
And he was probably frustrated as well and tired. And
yeah, he was tired.
Know, yeah, exactly, man.
He wasn't shouting it. He was talking down to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, man.
He was like, yo, you're talking to the Sergeant Major.
Yeah.
Like, you're telling me I need to paint that train. Do you know how many trains I've painted, bro? You know what I mean? Like, and you're like, oh, shit, what am I talking about?
Did he shout to you and say, yo, man, how tall are you, man? How tall are you? Tell me, how tall are you, dude?
6 foot.
I didn't know they stack shit that high. You look like you could suck a golf ball through a garden hose, you motherfucker. Get the fuck out of my face. Okay. Damn.
But I tell you one mysterious thing about the man is we went, we're talking to these German people. I think they were German anyway. And they were telling us that there's a train around the corner in the yard, yeah? But we could go the wrong side of a little mound, and then we could just walk along that mound all the way around, get round this sort of mound.
Yeah.
And then we'd be in the other side of the yard, and there was another train there.
Uh-huh.
So it's sweet. So eventually we fucked off. We weren't going to go and paint this other train. And we get there. There's a train behind us, like fucking 10 sets of tracks away, yeah?
And then this is still in Amsterdam, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And there's the one where I'm about to do, yeah? And I look down the train, bruv, these Europeans, there's like fucking like 14 to 16 kids trying to pay this fucking train.
They don't ramp out there, bro. They don't fuck around. Yeah.
Yeah. But they're bait as fuck, you know, these lot were. I think they were all into international from different countries. Nobody, it was a vibe where nobody knows what we're doing. Like, a couple of them did, yeah?
Yeah.
And, and everyone's painting away. I've just dropped like the whole theme thing, like just pictured it up.
Yeah.
And I noticed Zom is already filling in like the O and the M.
Yeah.
I mean, but anyway, everyone's painting away, but concentrating on this shit. Nothing's happened.
Hmm.
And Rick turned to me and said, Feem, get under the train. And for the first split second, I thought he's joking. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about again? And then I see him getting, packing his shit in his pocket and getting, I'm like, yo, whatever he's doing, I'm doing. I've never been in this yard.
Yeah.
And he goes under the train and I just get under the train. Yeah. Nobody else, and probably Chick as well.
Yeah.
Nobody else gets under the train. Yeah. And you can tell, because I'm looking at their feet now, looking at their jeans and shit, facing us, painting the train, we're getting under.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, that train that was 10 sort of tracks behind us, its front lights come on, and it moves like a just, you know, he creaks it forward a little bit. And they, so now all the writers have noticed, and they're like, fucking hell, shit! Yeah. They don't know what to do.
Like cockroaches.
Yeah. And the geezer gets out of the side door, like, oh, well, and starts screaming. Them lot just scattering everywhere, like you said.
Yeah.
Literally like cockroaches. And me, D, Chick and Doubt, I just went exactly the way we came. Ducked out.
Man, how'd they clock that then, man? Shit.
I don't know. Yo, and just remembering that duck, the way we ducked out, I remember seeing an image dub. So big up image.
Oh, wow.
Because you know when you go yards and you can see who's been there? Yeah. It was one of them ones.
Yeah.
There was an image dub there. I was like, yo, sick. As we were ducking out.
Yeah.
Yo,
still, man. Yeah.
But I don't know how he knew that. I don't know how he fucking knew. And then because we ducked out nice and quietly and kept all of our paint and shit. I mean, them lot just went fucking out.
Yeah.
Scattered.
Yeah.
And bruv, after that run, we got back in the park. Because you jump over some fence, bruv, you're in like Central Park. I can't remember what them names are park.
Yeah.
I will remember it in a second.
Vondel Park.
No. Yeah, there's Vondel Park. I don't think it was Vondel.
Won't have been that one.
It's more south than that.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. And I'm now on the grass, bro. I'm saying, I can't even go to the hotel. I'm fucked.
Oh, shit.
I've driven all day,
all
night. Now it's like 5 a.m. The sun's coming up and I've just done like a mental dust away from where you don't know. You know, places you don't know, yard you don't know. Like, I'm getting out.
And the adrenaline. Yeah. And
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Them ones.
No,
not getting fucking nicked here.
Yeah.
And fucking, I was so tired and dead on that.
Jesus.
That was a really, really bad time. I was like shivering from, oh, shit, I'm fucked.
I remember you telling me when you came back from that trip and you told me the story and and you were telling me how like, because you didn't get to finish your thing, you know what I mean? And all these things, and you were just like mad frustrated. But it was hilarious the way you told it to me.
Not a single train got painted by any of us. Went to Harlem. There's a yard in Harlem. There is a yard in Dam. Went to some layup. There was a problem with every... And I remember saying to them, look, bruv, it's me.
Yeah.
You know, I say I never see a runner. Yeah, I say this is what happens when some dickhead like me drives from West London to Amsterdam, doesn't even get painted. I'm fucking painting trains holiday, doesn't even get.
Jeez.
Fucking hell.
And it was
we spent about 8 years in Harlem Yard, didn't paint it. You know, one of them ones.
Yeah.
Like just looking at it. I'm like, what are we doing? No theme. And I was fucking hell.
And I bet, what it said, like, you know, they painted so many fucking trains, man. To them, they're not up for taking mad risks, you know what I mean? And like for them going somewhere and then not painting that day isn't the biggest deal.
No, do you know what he said? He said, Feem, that's graph.
Yeah.
Now you're doing real graph.
Yeah, exactly.
That's graph. Go in the yard, not doing anything, that's graph. I remember thinking, shit.
Yeah.
That's graph.
No, that's a lot of it. It's a big, huge part of it, man. For sure, man. Especially if you're
if you go to the yard if you're definitely going to paint the train.
Yeah. And
of
also,
course not.
And it's better to run and live to paint another day, as it were, as opposed to just pile on to your record or pile on to other shit to make your life even more stressful, you know? So it's just not worth the risk, especially now at our age as well, you know what I mean? Because I know this trip wasn't that long ago, you know what I mean? So
yeah, it wasn't that. Yeah, it's probably about, actually, I think my phone was telling me the other day, it's like 8 years
You don't have to say
ago.
That. Yeah, you don't have to say, you don't have to be specific, but a while ago. Yeah, I mean, not that long ago, that's what I'm saying.
You drive back to France and Calais and shit, and you start seeing the Cosa reaches.
Yeah, and the 10 foot.
Love that.
On the bridge.
Must be. Bass
and
I remember Cosa reaches, yeah.
Because I drive through Europe all the time. Well, I did. I mean, I haven't this year so much, but just before the pandemic, I was driving all through fucking Europe. I did that drive to Amsterdam several times, to Berlin, to all over the place. And you see some crazy shit along them motorways, man. Crazy graph. And then, when you start getting into towards Calais, you start seeing, you start recognizing names more, you know?
Yeah.
For sure, man. I mean, man, I'm thinking now, there's one, it's nowhere near as eventful as that. And it wasn't really a graph thing. It was just, it was me and my graph mates when we were teenagers. We used to just do impromptu trips to Amsterdam, like one day on Friday, yeah. Someone would be like, fuck it, we're going, yeah. And it was like easy,
yeah.
It's only like 20 quid, 30 quid, you know, paying, or we'd get the Eurostar there or whatever. And once we got the Eurostar, it was quite early on in the Eurostar thing, and we just like literally 1 second, we all just like, fuck it, we were set at my mate's house bunning, and we were like, oh, we're running out of weed, and we were like, let's just go Amsterdam, fuck it, yeah. So we all jump on the train. And I literally had like 80 quid in my pocket. Yeah, literally, that's it. I think we booked the hotel though. It was some shitty hotel. What was it called? The Winston Hotel. It was like a, not even a hotel. What do they call it?
Hostel.
Yeah, hostel. Yeah. Big. And we were sharing, you know, on bunk beds and shit. And but now on the way there, like I said, this isn't an amazing story, but I just remembered it. So it's me and I think Alki was there. Yeah, Alki definitely was there. Zilo, Insa, a couple of other heads, Simrock. And we're on the train. We get on the train. No. We fly to Schiphol. And then on the train from Schiphol Airport into Amsterdam, we all jump on the train. Like, because we saw the train was parked up there. We all with our luggage and shit. Like, we didn't have luggage. We had like backpacks. We jumped on the train without buying a ticket. Yeah, thinking, oh, we'll get a ticket on the train, or fuck it, we'll just jump the train. Like, big deal.
Yeah.
And it's the double decker train. Yeah. So we're sat upstairs, and the next thing I know, we're all just chatting because we're all pissed by now. You know, we've been drinking and smoking and shit. And then, like, next thing we notice, there's a fucking ticket inspector on the train. And then we all get up to run away the other direction. And then there was a fucking other ticket inspector like walking down the floor. And we're like, fuck. And but then we clocked, where's Alki? And Alki had spotted them before and got up on the sly and walked off without telling us.
Oh, like, really? Without telling anyone else?
Like a dick, man. But he was just trying to be sly, yeah?
And yeah, that's brilliant.
And we all got stung like on the spot fines, you know what I mean, by these fucking pricks, yeah? And then they took all my money. So I literally had no money while I was out there. I was like stealing shit. Everything, trying to eat, trying to, you know, obviously there was a group of us, so we still had a fucking wicked time. And we had the hotel booked, so that wasn't a problem. I had somewhere to sleep. But I remember being there for, yeah, pretty much two nights, just like living off like Chocomels and fucking like stealing Appenflappens from the shop and shit.
Appenflappens.
Yeah, just to get a bit of sustenance, man, to keep us going. And we did a bunch of shrooms, man. We took way too many shrooms. And like, you know, when you skits out on, we all skitsed out on shrooms, but we were going out bombing because obviously you had to go bombing while you're there. And we were just bombing on shrooms and just tripping out, man, but it was a fun trip nonetheless. I told you it's not a very eventful story. I've got loads of Amsterdam stories though, man, but that one,
yeah, exactly,
fuck out, just because I was like, literally they stung us for all our money before we even got there, man. It's fucked up.
Mate, at least you could rack and get stuff for food, and that's well, stuff, man.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, you had to make do, man. You know what? I've got a tune I want to play, man. Can I play this tune?
Yeah.
This tune, the story I'm going to tell afterward, again, it's not the best story in the world, but I just remembered it earlier today, and I heard this tune. I can't remember where I heard it. Someone had it, I think, on an Instagram post or something. I was like, I remember the first time I heard this track. Yeah, let me play it. It's by Shy FX. It's a drum and bass song.
Oh my goody gosh.
And it's a tune called Wolf. Check it out.
Mate.
It's kind of, I swear, he was trying to copy the helicopter, the chopper tune. It's very similar.
Instant memories, though.
I think 96, 97, maybe 97.
You are becoming a wolf. 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 Wolf.
Wolf. He's changing into a wolf.
It's pretty good.
So yeah, I first heard that track at Zenith nightclub down in Park Royal. I don't know if you remember Zenith.
Yeah, I remember.
Did you ever go there?
Fuck me.
Yeah.
Yeah, blatantly would have been there.
So in near Park Royal Station, there's like the View Cinema now and like the bowling and all that shit. But back before the View Cinema, there used to be a gym and Zenith nightclub there. Yeah. And they did.
Wasn't there still an arcade there?
Yeah, but that was at the bowling and the arcades was a bit, and the McDonald's was a bit further down.
Because the bowling place was an instant get jacked place.
Yeah.
That was an infamous, you're getting jacked. If you go to the arcade slot machine.
Oh, yeah. Bare people, because that's the thing as well. You're going to the arcades, you're gonna have money on you. You know what I mean? At least a couple of quid. You know what I mean? So
I'm saying that was one of those places where people would say, oh, "I don't want to go there because I don't want to get jacked." It's got that kind of name.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, it's not like that anymore. Well, at least I don't think so. I mean, I haven't been in ages. I actually took my niece there last week.
Yeah, exactly.
We went.
I took the kids there.
Yeah. But yeah, so Zenith nightclub. And my mate, who I was at college with, who was a couple years older than me, he was a bouncer at Zenith's. And I used to buy weed off him because he used to confiscate bare weed off people.
Oh, shit.
And then he used to sell it for real cheap. And this was at the time as well, like early days of skunk, when skunk was first being passed around. You know what I mean? Like,
That's a good little side hustle.
It was, I'm trying to remember his name. He was a big, big, fat Indian bloke, man. I can't remember his fucking name, but he went to Richmond College and he was a bouncer. He used to go to Richmond. That's where I met him. And then I think he left Richmond and he became a bouncer at this place, or probably several places. But anyway, so he used to let me in and that. And I remember they had a drum and bass rave there. Shy FX was playing. And this was the era where if you wanted to listen to a certain song, you had to see a specific DJ. Like, for example, that song that was done by Shy FX, before it was released commercially, only he had the dub play. Or maybe he would have given it to a couple of friends.
Yeah.
Before the internet really was a big thing.
The dub play era, man!
Yeah, before the... Yeah, so in the end of the day, if you wanted to hear a specific song, you had to go and see that specific DJ. And I remember that tune, when that tune got played, it literally got rewound at least minimum 7 times, man. Because
everyone was kicking off. Much shit now. Yeah. You'd be talking about a tune like that, and you'd be saying, which label is it out on, and you said, no, it's not out yet, you can't buy it yet. It was always one of them. You'd always have people waiting for like him to drop that, or
that's what they used to do,
to drop this or someone to drop but you couldn't get it. You'd want to get it as a member of just like a listener.
No, of course.
You know what I mean?
But that's how
you'd have to wait for ages, and then when it dropped, you'd all know, like, fucking hell, it's finally dropped. It was quite old by then. You know what I mean? You'd still go and buy it and shit.
No, of course. But that was like a strategy, I guess. They would play it out until everyone was begging for it, and then they released it.
Yeah, exactly. And then that's the dub it, man.
Yeah, that was dope. Yeah, great. But the thing is, I even now we're looking back with rose-tinted glasses. You know, look, those times were great, and they were fucking great. But I do remember being frustrated, going, "I want to fucking hear the tune, man! Like, release the fucking thing. Let me hear it." You know what I mean? Or you'd have to listen to like the pirate radio and be waiting next to the radio with the
Then that DJ would have to say, "Hey, no one got this dub plate yet. I got this given this dub plate like last week from my auntie's granny. She's best mates with Shy FX."
And then
someone would be bigging it up how they got the dub plate.
And it just so happened there'll be a shitty MC on that particular show at that time.
Going
just
over
chatting
it.
Over, going, "Man, man, 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 man Like, shut up. I'm trying to record this fucking tune.
Do you remember Jungle MC? Jungle and Drummer Made So Soon. Yeah, went through a stage of that. You'd be like, no, you can't do this for the whole tune. But then for the whole tune. And when it was back to back, they'd still do the same thing.
Some people pulled it off and it did sound cool when you did it properly, but yeah, it was just too much. I think we've even mentioned this on the pod before. Like, sometimes for me, especially some of the pirate radio stations, like some of them, you're just like, just stop MCing, please, just for one minute, you know, just
on the pirate radio stations.
Yeah.
Difference between DJs and MCs. DJs playing other people's tunes,
mm.
and they've either got a bit of a personality on the radio or they don't.
Yeah.
But the MC on the pirates, I'm talking about pirates.
Yeah.
You knew what kind of slot any good MC was on.
Mm.
Like, it was Sunday 4 till 6 or whatever. It'd be Decline, and who's the MC that could spit MC Hyperactive and Decline on?
Oh yeah.
Some sort of set on, and there was like MC Danger K or whatever on Ice FM a bit, and there was only like 3 or 4 MCs that you'd ever bother listening to. Just like Feeny Man and Feeny, and they'd bring their mates in and shit. Oh, you want to come studio? And they just all did that.
Yeah,
there was only about 4 or 5 I used to check for a tour, and I'd know when they were going to be on because there were so few of them.
Mm.
You know, well, he's Sunday. He's
And don't get me wrong. Like, I love a good MC, can really elevate a set, elevate a night, like, you know, they're vital, you know, especially for drum and bass and stuff like that, to get the crowd going. Like, it's incredible when you get a good one, you know, but then just sometimes you're just like, oh my God, fuck's sakes, just shut up.
And then they used to do it live. You'd have like a massive fucking rave, about 8 MCs, about 4 of them good and 4 of them just toot. And you'd be like, this isn't working out. I know they're your mates and that, but you've got to say, bruv, there's like hundreds of people. You're not at the level to MC to this.
No, exactly. You need to go. Although there was a period in time where the MC was like, I used to go to raves for the MCs. Like, more so than, obviously you'd go for the music and the DJs. You didn't want to listen to shit DJs. Mm. But if there was Skibber and Det, I'm there. You know what I mean? Because I knew them two together with Brocky. I'm like, I can't miss that. You got to check that out.
Brock, Brock, Brock. Brock,
that was sick. Speed to the author of the CK, i.e. Brock. Anyway, enough of that. All right, cool. We're doing good time, man. Shall we do some graph sketches or should we do the word association game first? What do you think, bro?
Let's do the graph sketch.
All right, okay, cool.
I'm going to WhatsApp.
Have you not got a knock on the door now? You're home alone. Yeah,
I'm all right. I've got to change the locks and that.
Ah, okay, good.
I'm actually going to put the flat on the market and try and get out of here, man.
All right, check the first one I sent you there. Can you see it?
The first one. Lamppost.
Lamppost? Lamppost.
Oh, you see? Well, this is the problem, yeah?
Yeah.
You see these kind of... Like, this guy's not completely toy, yeah?
No.
Big up Lamppost, yeah?
Yeah.
But the thing is, because when you do schemes like this, yeah, you got to be careful of the scheme changing what could be the letter. Like the O, as I opened it up, I was like, this is lamppost, because I'm assuming that bit of purple that goes across the top of the O, which is actually just a scheme, makes it become a small A. But obviously, I now have looked at his other first small A, so it's different than that.
Mm.
So this piece, yeah. This is where there's got too much going on. There would have been, and I'm not even saying that because there's like loads of good shit going on. There's not like mad letters, mad different schemes. But in these schemes, yeah, you can't do these little lines like that. You can do them in the right places and often, you know, not so often. But say, for example, on the O, yeah, that O. You see the purple, then it's got just those lines in it for no reason. Then in the bottom purple, he's got those other lines of different colors and stuff. You know what I mean? In the M especially. The M, you see the brown lines in the middle bit? They don't even go across. He's only put them in the pink. And I can see why he's doing that. He's thinking that's like, well, go on. But then you see the P.
Yeah.
The bottom of the P, the one brown line that goes up like that.
Oh, yeah.
Just leave that. Just leave. Take the other short one out. Just leave that. Have it going across, like in the letter. Don't have the little jicker-jacks. Like, look at the first eight. You see the three orange lines in there?
Oh, yeah.
Kind of shit. It's kind of, like, completely...
I mean, they don't bother me too much. I feel what you're saying, and I agree to a certain degree. But I don't think that's, like... Yeah,
I like the two borders and shit, but it's kind of just because what it's doing to me, what it does, I think, when you do that kind of shit, you either pull it off and it looks mad sick, or you pull it off and it looks like this.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
It draws your eye in.
Yeah.
You're like, yo, what's he doing with these? And then you're like, oh shit, he's doing nothing. They're not even straight lines. They're kind of like squiggle, but it draws you in like, right, there's something going on here. Oh no, there's just that.
Yeah.
And I know where it's coming from. It's coming from Cider, Koza, Festa. Those people who do like those mad kind of webs, you know, when they do two lines and then mad lines going across it.
Like crosshatch to a certain degree.
Yeah, Cider and them did that.
So Theme, just give me a second. I'm gonna describe this to the best of my ability for the people just listening in right now. So this is a piece done on a wall by a chap who writes lamppost. And it's very like loud colours.
You called him a chap.
A chap, yeah. And very loud fluorescent. Even colors, pink and green and purples and white and stuff like that.
The black, it's got background. They've mushed out the black wall at the back.
Oh yeah, mulch with the black. It's got a black outline, a down to the right.
It nice,
yeah, definitely it's pinging. I'll give him that 100%. It's pinging like fuck. It's like pow, yeah, with all the fluorescent colors. The 3D is relatively consistent. It's a bit on the skinny side, I think. This guy, he also wrote me a message. He said, yo, up for the banter, you know, have at it, lads. And he said he's from up north and he started writing back in the 80s. He wrote for a little bit, did a few dubs here and there, but then gave up. And then only recently, in the past year or so, has started painting again, a couple of walls. He's just, you know, brushing off the cobwebs. So
you
know,
see, he knows what he's doing, man.
Yeah, but...
And he's from the north, like me mum. Exactly. I will, lad.
But
he's cunny that.
Now there is some consistency to it. Look at the top of the S, the top of the A. They follow the same shape, but then there's some skinny bits and two bits that are a bit too fat. Like the top of the O is way too big compared to everything else on there. And then the M, man, the M looks like, I know it's not right to say to use the R word nowadays, but that
I
M
know
is,
what you're gonna
it's
say,
a bit retarded, you, man.
You've often said that to me with my M to keep the bits in the middle. You want them the same height?
No, they don't have to be the same height. It's just that one, the way he's done it, it just looks a bit floopy, loopy, doopy. Like, it's just, I don't know. It's just like, yeah, there's no gap between the right bit and the middle bit. And then the left bit, it's a bit of a gap.
That's what I meant.
And then if you compare that, like, compare the right bit of the M compared to the T, the stick of the T. The T is huge compared to that. Like, it's a tiny, skinny, little limpy leg. You know what I mean? It's like that that French B-boy.
But you can't say that because look at the L. The L's like fucking,
the L's,
you know.
Yeah, small, but it's still
tiny.
Thickness-wise, it's still... And he's got like a serif to all the letters. Remember we mentioned that on previous episode? And he's kept that pretty consistent throughout. So, you know, props to him for that. The 3D, like I said, could be a bit thicker. I don't like these drips going around. He's done some drips like in the background, like big chunky drips. I don't know. They look a bit... I mean, they're all right. But I don't know. There's no consistency to him. To, you know, he's put highlights on him. Some of the highlights are on the left. Some of the highlights are on the right. It's just like, you know.
But there is. There's still something there. There's still a bit of consistency, like to weigh.
There is.
This guy's done graph before. You know what I mean? You can tell, like.
Yes.
But, and I like the double border. I've always been a big fan of
double border. So. Yeah, double border definitely pops it off. And he sent me a whole bunch, by the way. I picked what I thought was the worst one of the bunch. So he's done a bunch more that are better. But salute to, look, and Benson for Beds in the background. I don't know where this might be. It's like a legal spot or something. I don't know. But no, big up Lamppost. I think his name's Lamppost.
It's a like...
Lamppost Poltergeist. That's it. Lamppost Poltergeist. I think his name is on the old Insta. All right, that's enough about that one.
Poltergeist.
Maybe
who's the next one, man?
No, wait. I just want to say one last thing about the lamppost thing. If you know, again, now I'm going into nitpicking stuff. I would recommend Mr. Lamppost, if you want any word of advice, take it or leave it. I don't care. But I would recommend, again, and I'm not comparing this to tapas, big up King Tapas.
That's how you know what you're going to say is a bit harsh.
Yeah. I was telling Tapas, rather than lean the letters and do all of that, just do them straight up and even. Get master that first. You know what I mean? Get that working. Like, work out where the 3D is going to go and all the bits are going to go. Then you can start having fun with it and flipping it and moving it around. Again, that's just a suggestion, Mr. Lamppost. So do your thing. All good. And thanks for sending that in. All right. And also, I want to just send a quick shout out to everybody else listening right now. We need more sketches and more graph. Send them
in. Have we got to that stage? Could we got to send loads?
I've got a few left. I've got a few left, but I want some more, party people. Because, so send them to the DMs at almshouse to your mum's house pod on the Instagram. Because if not theme, I'm thinking maybe we just start picking random pieces and then just nitpicking them.
I was thinking about doing my favorite, doing like a
favorite
top
pieces.
Five or top panels of all time.
I'm the London bang up for that. Oh, on London Underground. Oh, I thought you were talking about all time. Anywhere.
Ooh. Well, you could do that as well another time, you know what I mean?
I'm bang up for that. Maybe not top five, quite tough. But maybe just out like some of our favorites, like rather than like a number one, number two, unless you want to. I mean, I'm up for whatever.
That's a good idea.
I'm up for whatever.
No, because otherwise it's too difficult to choose. Because I'm talking about like proper mad pieces.
Yeah. Maybe I'll put on an Instagram story. I'll ask people what their favorite panels of all time are.
Yeah, what's the best panel?
Yeah.
Yeah. But is it harsh to say just London? But that's all I know, really.
No, you don't know New York in the 80s? There's some classic ones, man. We could.
No, but it's got to be. I reckon it's got to be. Right, this is New York. This is of all time.
Yeah.
This is of London.
Yeah, okay,
cool.
This
is of England. You know what I mean?
I'm down. I'm down for
fuck
whatever.
Those trains, man. I only care about the underground, man. And obviously enough. New York, but I don't care about any like fucking. You think I'm painting yellow BR's theme? Like,
bruv,
I don't care.
There are some ill panels coming out of Berlin, coming out of Holland, coming out all over the place.
I'm talking about like,
Germany.
England.
Yeah, I know. But I'm just saying. Anyway, let's move on to the next one. So
I think that's a good idea, though.
I'm bang up for that theme. Bang up for that. So let us know in the comments, guys, if you got any thoughts on that, yeah? And
what does it say?
All right, moving on to the next one.
How
Here
do
we
you
go.
Pronounce that?
I think it says Slake. Slack. Slaque.
Wait a minute.
What?
Don't tell me this is the worst thing I've seen in my whole life. The A. You see the bottom right of the A?
Yeah,
is that a block? Yeah,
that's the word.
Are you telling me that the bottom right of the O is an O? And that's just the bot.
That's no,
just
that's
like
a
the
Q.
Way the letters
that's
are going.
A Q. It's a Q.
But are you sure?
I'm 98% sure. It says Slack.
Has he told you that's what it says?
No, I asked him. Does it say Slack? And he didn't correct me.
No, I reckon it says slow, bruv. Slaoe.
Slough.
Yeah.
No. I'm pretty sure it says
if that if the O, but you see what he's done with the bottom of the A, the right's the square.
Yeah, I see it.
And then there's the exact same square, so he's keeping the letters in check. I'm gonna do the same with the O that I did with the A.
Yeah, but that's because if it was an O, he wouldn't have done that on it. I'm telling you, he wouldn't have done it because it's not on any other letter.
But it is on the A. See how the A's coming
the
down.
A,
the
yeah, on the A. That's it. That's why I'm saying so. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's slack. And I think this guy, shit, I should really look this up, man.
I like the block. I kind of like blockbusters, man.
Yeah, I like
I like that kind of style. And the cracks aren't too
hold on, let me find. But I don't know who this guy is. Ah, okay, I got him. Ah, okay.
Like the way he's taken out every panel of the wall. So every wall, he's got the bit that he's taken out each panel with the big letter.
Uh-huh.
I can see he's missed some shadow. He's missed a lot of shadow on the A. What's happened to the A, man?
Yeah.
He's missed the shadow on the left. And that's got like a massive left.
Actually,
This
is a good point. I think this chap.
Bruv.
This chap.
DFN, bruv.
This chap is down and he knows
Dirty Fingernails.
Yeah. All them lot. Yeah, he knows all them lot and he knows fucking hell, why am I going blank? Jazz Kahina, sorry. He actually, because on the podcast I said that that Jordan had put together the music video for the tease thing, but he messaged me. Not only did he message me this picture for us to critique, but he also corrected me that he was the one that filmed Jazz's tease vid. So I want to do a little correction there. So salute to my man here. He
big him up for that.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt, man. So,
but don't big him up for missing so much shadow, bruv. How have you missed the whole shadow on the? You know when I do a piece and I'm always fuming because I've missed a bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But look, I've missed that tiny bit of thing underneath the bruv, you've missed the whole bottom left of the L.
I think
the entire bottom left.
Yeah, but look, I think what he's trying to do is have the Superman shadow or Superman 3D. So there's a middle point, like the middle of the A. That's why there's no shadow on the... No, I'm telling you, that's what he's trying to do. He hasn't quite pulled it off, but he's trying to do a Superman 3D. So on the E on the right, the 3D goes to the left. On the S on the left, the 3D goes to the right. No, so the E, the 3D goes to the left. Sorry, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, but you see the L. If he's done that, then he's missed. He's missed it.
He's
on
fucked
the L
it up
because he would have put the L.
He hasn't done it great. That's why it looks shit. the 3D bit, and it's not consistent, and also the thickness of the letters. You know, I'm a stickler for that. Look at the S; it's all skinny, and look at the L; it's all chunky, like it's on steroids. The cracks.
But you,
are cool.
You reckon this is slake?
Slack. S L A Q E. Yes, I'm pretty sure that's what it says, man. Because he also sent another couple of things, and they look like a Q in all the other ones as well. Unless that's just like some weird style thing that he's doing, but
I'm you see that sure reach that. Down there, KOE. You see the reach? Is that PFN? I like the name of that crew. Prison's fucking nothing.
Prison's fucking nothing, bro. But no, back to the slack. Let me describe it quickly. So he's done it on this paneled kind of fencing type thing. It's not a fence, it's a wall, but it's like looks like a fence. And it's got like, you know, square. It's pretty square. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 next to each other. He's done blockbuster style letters. S-L-A-Q-E. I think we think it's a Q. He's got a green background, gold fill, red outline and a little yellow one time around the outside. So that's it, really. And he's got cracks running through it and little white highlights. He's not been consistent with the thickness of the letters, which I think is pretty vital when it comes to doing blockbusters, man. That's what kind of makes a blockbuster
the letters,
or breaks it.
Yeah, because they're meant to be simple letters. That's all that's like killing the piece is the sick fatness of the letters.
Exactly. And trying to put a Superman 3D on a blockbuster is like, nah, just pick a side and do it like that, like a down to the left slant. Easy, boom. Keep it simple, you know what I mean? And the best letter is the E, in my opinion. But again, the consistency of the letters, like the E and the S kind of go together, the A and the Q kind of go together, the L is kind of on its own thing, and it's like the consistency isn't quite there, man. But it's
does you know
the
what
job,
else is important
does
man.
The job yeah go on
not being lazy like me You see the bits of wall between that separate the panels.
Oh yeah,
they need to be painted green,
isn't it?
Especially the one between the Q and the E, bruv.
If you're gonna put a fucking background, fill in the whole background. Or maybe he tried and it like because that's a different maybe it's a different material than the actual wall and it just sunk. No, he didn't even try. He didn't even attempt doing it. Yeah, but height wise, at least the letters are all the same height. And the same width, but then that's easy because he's literally painting them all in a square. So, and they've all got lines on them as well. So you can use the lines of the wall to keep the consistency of your piece. You know what I mean? Or dub in this case. I mean, there's not really much else to say. What do you
see
think?
That? You see that Mary throw up underneath? Mary.
Mary, yeah. The eye
you
looks
see, if
like
you
a
zoom
fucking
in
penis.
To the right of that, bruv, if you zoom in to the right of that, there's another throw up. There's one
shit.
Of the.
It's even smaller.
Yeah, it's like Wask or something. Like
that is hilarious. We should have critiqued
but I
that.
Love doing a blockbuster, man.
I love a good blockbuster as well. They're hard to pull off. You think they're easy just by looking at it, but those things, if you don't get all the parts correct, because that's another thing, like with roller piecing or whatever you fucking call it, when you're doing with roll like Helch or like Man or like some other heads that do it, it's harder than you think, man. You got to try and be consistent with that stuff, and because one little bit goes too far off, it throws off the whole piece, you know what I mean? And but slack, good on you, bruv. Thanks for sending that in. Salute, brother.
Definitely the worst thing about that for me is that those fucking bits in the middle aren't painted in.
The bits in the middle and the A just is bugging me, man. The A is bugging me. I like the rest of the letters fine. The A is just like, yeah, come on.
The A is so dope. Yeah.
But yo, anyway, salute to Slack for sending that in anyway. And salute to everyone else who sent one in. And please, if you want us to critique your graph and you have thick skin, you can send in your pictures or your sketches to the at arms house to your mum's house pod on Instagram.
But you know what, bro? You don't have to be shit. You can send in, people who are writers can send in bits. We should get our mates to send in bits.
Yeah, send in whatever. Well, actually, I got a few good writers sending him in. It's just as funnier when it's a bit, you know, when they're not that great, it's funnier. That's all, but
someone does a sick sketch, sends it in.
Mm.
We can just talk about why it's sick.
Yeah, I'm always up for
there and there and blah, 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 why it's so good.
I'm bang up for that.
And then once we can say, look at the proportion in this. Look at the extra arrows on this. Look at this. This is how you do it, motherfucker.
It's true.
Like if Met sent him one of his whole pages or something.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Bits. The thing is, like, I would just go out and just pick rat, because there's so many things. People post so much shit. I should really, like, oh, he's posted it on his Instagram, so he must be up for people, you know, not critiquing it, but you know what I mean? But the thing is, I don't want to put people on blast who don't want to be, but fuck them at the end of the day. I don't know, man. Yeah. Like, maybe we have a little consensus. Like,
big up, Trap, Trappy.
Oh, Mr. yeah.
Trap Star.
He sent us some great messages. He's got
sick hand style.
Yeah.
He's always... He's doing bits as well. Mm. You know what I mean? I've done bare graph and I'm not looking at who's next to you or who's there, who's already done it.
Yeah.
He's already done it. I like his style. I like them stars that he does on his throw-ups and shit. And big him up, man. And he's doing tattoos.
Yeah.
Rap.
He sent us graph.
He's doing a tattoo tour, bruv. He like goes all around doing tours. Yeah. Check out his Instagram now. We should get his Instagram.
Yeah, go on, give it a shout.
Check him out now because he's got like he does mad prices on sick tattoos. And I'm just remembering now because someone did an LON. You know, when people get like the London tattoo.
Oh yeah.
And he's LDN. He's like a good artist, bruv. He's like an actual. He's got
and he's a character as well. He's a funny guy from what I see online. I've never met the guy.
You could just tell he's a mad creative dude.
And he sent us a really nice message on the DMs of Arms House. He's a fan of the show, so salute to him. A few people have sent us really cool messages. I can't remember all of you now, man, but much love for sending us messages on the DMs, saying that how we make the day go by quicker or we made you laugh or theme made you crack up. Really appreciate that. But also, guys, if you could do us a favor, support the show by leaving a comment on this YouTube video, because then it helps with the algorithm. If you share the video, it helps. If you tell a friend to listen to the podcast, it helps. If you give us a 5-star review on the old Apple podcasts, it really helps, man, and it only takes a couple seconds and don't cost you a goddamn dime. So that would be much appreciated. If you want to help us out, that's one way you can do it. Themos, man, what are you saying? I think we should round down.
I'm just still looking for him now because I'm looking for Trappy now, but I've got him.
I'll find him one second.
Something he hasn't posted on since November 2022, so I know it's not that.
No, I got him.
So he's
here.
Obviously got a different Insta account.
I got him here. Give me a second.
Well, we'll put it on and just roll it across the YouTube as well.
I guess. Just more work for me to do. I'm just kidding.
No, I can't. Otherwise, I can't find it.
I'm kidding. I got it here. I was just chatting to him the other day, man. Or maybe. Oh, there we go. Big Trap. No, Trap House Tattooer number 2. That's what it is. Trap House
Tattooer. Because I've got Big Trappy. I've definitely got his other one. I just can't find it.
Yeah. Now he messaged me. He was like, yo, and he was giving us like advice for you know, using social media to promote the show. And he was like, look at me as your social media guru. Yeah. Like he said it as a joke. He's a funny guy.
But you know what? I'm so dumb, yeah. And I'm so shit on social media.
Yeah.
I was looking at Trap House Tattooer 2.
Yeah.
But then I've clicked on the first post and said, right, he's not posted since 1st of November 2022. That can't be it. It must have been hacked and got a new one. But that's just one of them pinned things, isn't it? He's pinned it so it goes to the top.
Uh-huh. Well, there you go.
Because I'm sure the recent shit I've seen is some of these, like, look, you see the ones underneath? He's got bare sketches.
I'm not looking at my phone.
For tats. They've all come out recently. But there he is.
Again, I never met this guy in my life. Obviously, I've seen his graph about. But I remember a few years ago, I swear he pissed off a couple people. I don't know. I remember people chatting about him.
I really don't think he gives a shit either.
But I don't know why now, because you mentioned him, it came back a memory. I have no idea who the fuck was saying it, but I remember he pissed someone off that I was chatting to, and the guy was going, "Nah, man, I'm gonna take him out." I was like, "Oh, well, you know," I just didn't get involved at all.
Go for it, graph wars.
Yeah, graph wars, bro. Who the graph fuck wars, was it, man? I can't remember. Anyway. No. Theme.
So what were you saying? I got another tune, bruv? At least one more tune.
Of course. We can listen to one more tune. Okay, we're gonna listen to one tune. We're gonna do the word association game, and then we're out. Okay? Let's keep it short and
straight. Straight to U-Porn.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Straight on the old U-Porn. Nice. All right, we're going to play this one, Shaheem. I think we've already done a Shaheem track. I think one of the first episodes we did.
When did this shit come out? I'll have a look.
This came out in 1996. I know already. It's written on the file. It's called Real Bad Boys by Shaheem.
How old was he? This is when his voice isn't it?
Nah, this is still one of his early ones, man. But
it's not when he's like rapping like that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let's have a listen. Real Bad Boys by Shaheem. Let's go. But
yeah, there's a bit in this. There's a bit in it where he says, "I'm making death fun when I kill you. I gets the power driller and drill it right through your liver." Ha ha! I love that bit when he starts going in on that bit, man. I think it's the second verse, maybe.
Nice, some gore.
But yeah, please spin the rhythm, old boy.
Okay, old chap. Let me turn it up.
You ever see that type of nigga? That type of nigga who just don't be nobody. I'm talking about a motherfucking blood squad. Nigga, he ain't squat. You like that motherfucker from high school.
Everybody forgot.
And while you was getting chopped and dropped, I was blowing up the spot. Speeding to the top like a speed knot. Getting more props than Jamaica's got.
Weed spot. Spot.
For the love of hoes.
In designer clothes, I
rolls. Many had came, but I was the player to be chosen to show. Cause I got more motherfucking holes than more Cheerio. And you just a dodo that don't know. Like you was growing up chump, I was growing up punk.
The world is mine. I was on tour.
You used to run around school singing this.
Yeah, maybe. Yo.
1995. Yeah, I love this album, man. I love this album, man. That boy don't run, I'm making death fun. When I kill ya, I take the power driller and drill it right through your liver. I'm ruthless, possessed by the devil. Fuck firepower, I'm on a whole nother level. The mess tablets make a mind flip. My murderous styles, I kick, make female groupies lick the dick. Word to the mother, I put this on Tony Reagan. The first one start faking, I'ma lace him and dislocate him. Real niggas do real things, you know what I mean? The first to fake the gangster link, get thrown in the fiend. Killer Kane, where you at? GP, we back to gas. Running, nah, son, there won't be none of that. The clip's too fat, plus long. I love doing wrong, plus killer coppers is my favorite song. Screw on the silencers, screw on the silencers. Cause real bad boys missing like that. Screw on the silencers.
Man, I haven't heard this one in fucking ages.
Yeah.
Screw on the silencers, screw on the silencers. Cause real bad boys moving silent. Screw on the silencers, screw on the silencers. Cause real bad boys moving silent. I roll with criminals,
cold-blooded murderers, drunk hustlers, suburban areas. I know you heard of us.
Big up, big up to my niggas in the bricks. Bad boys use stings on the hush us tip. I brush your shit quick. Phony G's won't call and I make it happen like God. Test me if you wanna die, Lord. I wear black to keep my ID on the low. I'm all about making dough at a fast tempo. Fuck shooting up shit, that only makes the spot hot. And we don't need the bullshit, blast the blood clot.
Word is born.
Load the gas, I'm son. Cause once again, it's on. Niggas must be thinking that I'm sweet as something. I ain't farting. Word to life, I murder something. Fuck y'all, crab niggas. Bring it if you want. Screw on the sound of like this. Screw on the sound of like
Screw in the silence.
Man, that's a good way. Both verses, he starts them hard. The first verse is, I stash butterfly knives and 45s in my garments. You know what I mean? Fucking hell, bruv. Like, calm down. And then the second verse, I roll with something, hustlers, cold-blooded murderers. I know you heard of us. Like, this sick, the way he comes in on both verses.
But
man,
you can tell he studied Nas. He studied Prodigy, he studied like all them Queens rappers, man. Like, you can tell.
Yeah. Well, he's from Shaolin, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay.
Shaolin.
Okay.
And he was, you know, did a lot with the Wu-Tang and stuff. But the kid, you know, that back then, the kid could spit.
Yeah. He was, yeah.
Like,
definitely.
Fuck me. I need to hear what he just said again. What was that? It was Real Bad Boys. Don't you remember singing that? Going around the school, screw on the silences, screw on the silences, because real bad boys, none of us would be silent at all. Yeah.
Man, that's quite an obscure one. I mean, I remember having that album and listening to it on repeat. So yeah, like it's definitely something, it sounds like something I would do, but I can't remember that shit, man.
I just got to hear what he says again. That's the way he brings in the second verse is sick.
Yeah. But that
I roll with criminals, cold-blooded murderers, drunk hustlers. I know you heard of us. Like, fuck it. Yeah. Sick. Comes in nice on the beat, man.
Yeah, man.
16 or 17 he would have been.
Something like that, yeah.
Nah, he's born in 79, and I'm born in 81. I was 15, 14 when 1996. So, he would have been about 17.
Yeah, man. And he was, had all them, everyone, you know, he was under the wing of a bunch of heavy hitters as well back then. So, yeah.
And he already had the other album out. He already had like a hit album out.
Yeah.
Of when he was like 14. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Didn't he end up getting in trouble and then going to prison for a long time? That's why he kind of disappeared, I think. I know that happened to Chi Ali, the other young rapper.
Gun charge. Yeah.
The other young rapper, he actually ended up shooting. Like, it's all I saw that I think again on Vlad TV. I think I saw that he told the whole story. He went to prison like for 11 years for shooting his baby mama's brother.
Bruv, now that's crazy. Just reminded me of something that I've seen on. Bruv, the people have got to stop doing that kind of shit on Instagram. Who? Instagram. Nearly, that was a mix of Instagram and Amsterdam.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Instagram, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what was his name? Pop Smoke flashed his Airbnb or wherever he was.
Oh yeah.
Flashing bare money, and bare drugs. And they saw where they came to his house.
Yeah.
This kid, on Instagram, my son-in-law showed me. He's 19, and he's 18, 19. He knows like some mumble rapper, American rapper with loads of money, but like who's like 20 years old, you know what I mean? One of those kids.
Yeah.
Not my son-in-law, but one of these rapper kids.
Yeah.
So, he was posting his shit with all his grills and bare different like kind of notes out. You know what I mean? When they spread out all the money across their area. And his house got jumped by a bunch of guys who came in. One of the guys who robbed him or was doing the robbery got shot.
Oh, shit.
So one of the guys who tried to burgle this kid's house got shot. Maybe by this kid. I don't know how this kid got shot. Anyway, they all fucked off, yeah? The kid goes back. The kid disappears from Instagram. The kid then goes back to Instagram to stand in the kitchen where no one's cleaned it. So there's still all blood on the door, blood on the like human blood on the floor and shit.
Fuck,
and now he's doing a new pose, like standing over it with all like his designer garments and all his bare money hanging out and shit. And the next day after that post, he's dead. Because obviously the people who had seen their mate get shot doing the robbery, he said, nah, he can't be posing on an Instagram like that.
Yeah.
So then the day, 24 hours after they posted it, he posted like his revenge photo or his bad man photo. Now he's dead. Do you know what? Yeah. I'll send it to you for the YouTube so you can flash up who it was. He's flashed the photo because he posted it on his Instagram. He posted it on his Instagram. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I don't even want to bring light to people like that because, you know, I know it wouldn't encourage. I know the people listening here probably a bit, you know, a bit wiser to the world, but I don't want to encourage behavior like that, man.
Don't be flashing to the gram.
Yeah,
is what exactly. I said to well, my don't
be,
son-in-law.
Don't be so shooting people in general, man, and don't be robbing people and shooting people. In general, I guess.
Well, if someone burgles your house, especially in America, you can shoot them.
Well, yeah, exactly.
I got no problem with that. If someone burgled my house and I shot them, you know, fair enough. But
yeah, I don't know. I got a problem personally. I don't. I mean, not to get too deep into this. Obviously, guns are a tool and they can be used for good or for bad. I'm not saying guns are inherently a bad thing, but I don't believe in capital punishment. Yeah, I don't think people should be killed for their crimes.
No, but fuck that. You might not kill it. Obviously, if someone breaks in your house, I'm happy to hit them with a baseball bat.
Of course.
You know, there's something you would never do.
I would defend
even in a fight, like smack them full belt. You don't know what these people have got coming in your house.
No, exactly.
You could be tying up your mum. It's not getting to that.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, of course, defending your house. Hell yeah. Defend your house, you know what I mean? But just to go down that cycle now of like, oh, everyone's got to have a gun now just in case someone comes to rob your house. And most, the overwhelming majority of people coming into your house, they're not trying to tie up your mom or kill your kids or anything like that. They just want your TV and they want to fuck off, yeah? I'm not saying that's okay, but I'm just saying they don't deserve to die for that shit. These people have problems themselves. I'm not saying they should be breaking in your house, and if someone does break in your house, beat the living shit out of them. That's fine. I wouldn't have a go at you for I would beat the shit out of someone who came into my house. If I told them get the fuck out of my house, they didn't. I'm throwing all sorts of shit at them. Do I want a gun in my house? You're more likely to shoot yourself or one of your family members than an intruder. The statistics are there, man. I'm just saying, like, you know. Anyway, I'm not saying you can't defend your house. Defend your fucking house, but I'm just not. I just don't like that whole fucking rabbit hole. Oh yeah, I'll shoot the motherfucker. Come near my house. Yeah, I was like, all right, fuck you, man. You know, I don't know. I'm just not. I'm not down with that, man.
No, I hear you.
But yeah, that's the whole.
I like it when they break into UFC fighters' houses. I love that.
Well,
and then they post the photos of this is Dave.
Yeah.
He went to rob, you know, the last style bender, not knowing it was him. You know what I mean? Yeah. This is a photo of Dave now. This is when police collected him and shit and he's fucked.
But I tell you what, when you see those fight videos, because there's so many you come across, man, online. And like when it's like a MMA fighter against some drunken dickhead, you never see the MMA fighter or the kung fu expert or whatever. They don't end up just kicking the living shit. They usually just get him in a hold. And then the guy like puts him to sleep because they're fucking trained and they know that they could easily kill this motherfucker and they don't want to, you know what I mean? They just
This is the definition of jiu-jitsu.
Exactly.
I'm trying to get Alex and Leo to fucking do it. If you know jiu-jitsu, like everyone's coming at you fighting, kicking, punching, if you know jiu-jitsu to like a decent, like to a blue belt level.
Yeah.
You'd like 99% chance you're going to win whatever physical argument comes to you.
Yeah.
All of it. Arm locks, knee locks. Like you just said, you know when they do that, put them to sleep, the guillotine hold, that's jiu-jitsu, bro.
Yeah,
it puts people to sleep. And they lock your body, you know, they get on top of you and just hold you. There's nothing you can do.
There's nothing.
You came in swinging. You can be like a smaller guy than the other guy.
I've seen bear videos.
You're just locking dudes out.
Bear videos, yeah.
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 I mean, I don't mean bear, like those videos. I mean like actual jiu-jitsu. That's the difference of that martial art. It is fucking sick if you can be bothered to learn that. Because you'd like literally no one has that. Now more and more people have
jiu-jitsu. It's definitely getting more popular.
Anyone in the pub who does comes up to you, and you, if you know a little bit of jiu-jitsu, they can't do anything to you.
Bruv.
It's like playing basketball against a 4-year-old.
Yeah.
It's completely different from I know taekwondo and I know boxing, and then it's completely different.
And the thing,
I know jiu-jitsu.
And the way to spot them, yeah, if you're in a pub and you're going to start on someone, just look at their ears first. Have a quick look at their ears. If their ears are all cauliflowered up, do not fuck with this guy.
Yeah.
And that's true. If he's being all calm and that, looking at you while you're starting it on him, just think twice about it. You know what I mean? Don't let the cocaine fuck your shit up.
Why is dude so calm?
Yeah, exactly.
Because he knows he's going to wipe the floor.
Actually, you know what? Talking about beef and stuff, yeah, I was thinking, Theme, another way to make this podcast more popular, yeah, is we should beef with another podcast, yeah, and cause some drama. and then like we could like, I don't know, what's the other, like the other UK hip hop kind of podcast? There's like Orcs the Mic, there's the, what's his name, Nova from I shouldn't be promoting them now. These are the,
is that Giza Romish got one? Because I'd bodying him.
Yeah, Romish.
We bodying him.
That's the one. Yeah, that's the one. Romish Ranganathan. We should start gunning him on this podcast. And like, I'm just kidding. Obviously, I'm making a joke here. But like, you know, it seems like that's the one way of getting your thing popular, is if you beef with another podcast. You know, so it could be quite.
Do you think there's podcast beef? I'm newer into the podcast game than you, man.
Nah, there's better, like,
more than me.
And I think most of these beefs are maybe not manufactured, but they're like created to create content, you know, because they run out of shit to talk about. They're like, oh, we take the piss out of these guys. Oh, these guys said this about us. Oh, well, you know, we should. And then it kind of creates a drama, and then it creates a narrative, and then it's just more shit for people to talk about, I guess. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. But so anyway, what are we doing? We're doing word association.
We're going to finish now on the word association game, party people. So this is basically a game. Theme's going to set a timer, I guess, for 2 minutes. He did that last time. It's all right. 2 minutes is good. I've got a list of relatively famous graffiti writers' names. I think they're all English this time. Yeah, all English writers. And
oh, I had a bone to pick with you about this. About two of them on the last one.
Oh, yeah?
Slob.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
you would say slob, bruv. You would say someone who lives like a slob.
Yeah, I know.
Not
I know.
Going for the... You were going for the sloppery notch. Yeah, that was
so... I know. I was only fucking around.
When I listened back and there was another one, I was like, oh, he missed out an obvious way.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's go. Let's
part of the game. Oh, no, shit. We forgot to mention another... We need to fix something as well from a previous podcast. We were saying how Brains...
Oh, yeah.
Did a train and he misspelt his word and wrote Brian instead of Brains. And we were kind of taking the piss a bit, saying, oh, you must have been buzzing. I was corrected by... Yo, I want to give a shout out to my man, Brat. Him and his brother, Fro and Brat, back in the day, they were cool with all the
Brat
GFS lot. Yeah, you remember them? They were down with all, they knew all the FLS lot, they knew all the GFS lot, but they lived around the corner from me, and they're super cool, chill motherfuckers. I love them to this day, man. I haven't seen them in ages, but they listen to the podcast, so I want to give them both a salute. And Brat actually hit me up and said, nah, that he didn't write. He didn't misspell his name. He did that train for Brian Taylor from Spencer and Taylor, the Graph Squad. So
yeah,
that's another correction.
But you've got to let me have that, man, because the amount of rumors going around at that time from people who didn't know Gash too well, do you know what I mean? There was enough people. You can't tell me that, Brat, you've got to let me have that. Enough people were saying, hey, misspelling name, he's just like fucking dyslexic or whatever. It was so joke, man.
It was hilarious. I remember
but that's even better that you've done it for Brian Spencer, man. That's fucking, that's
exactly. And also, people listening, man, if you have any corrections, write it in the comments, man. As long as you're polite and you just want to correct us about something in particular, let it be known in the comments, man. And it's all love. Then everyone will know, rather than having a go at me in the DMs. You're going, oh, you got that wrong. I'm not just writing in the comments, man. It's all good.
Sorry. I'm sure I've seen more than one Brian done by Gash.
So it's possible.
One was on like a smaller, like a Piccadilly or a Jubilee or a Central. And then one was done on like a bigger, like a District. And they were both top to bottoms, and that would have given it without, he wouldn't have done it. Surely you wouldn't have done it twice, you know what I mean? Twice.
Well, yeah.
But the rumors at the time were like, yo, he's done it twice. It's so good.
Nah, okay, cool. All right. So yeah, this word association game, I'm gonna describe the word without saying the word, and Theme has to guess what the word is. You can play along at home. Set the time of, and give me a countdown and let's get this shit on the road.
3, 2, 1.
All right. If you want to shorten the word because.
You put cause.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
now that's the kind of easy one I'm talking about.
The uncle from the Adams family is called.
Festa.
Yeah. All right. And now when you're angry, you need to what your anger. You need to.
Watch your mood.
No, you need to what your anger. To let it out. You need to. I'm going to.
Unleash.
Oh, no. It's like you'd put it in the house to let the air rotate in the room.
Vent.
Okay, cool. All right. So when the sun rises, it's in the
sky.
No. So what part of the day is it? It's in the when the sun rises.
In the east and sets. No. West.
What time of like what part of the day? There's the night time. There's the night.
Dusk.
No.
Dark. Dusk. Day.
Begins with an M.
Morning.
Okay. And a short. Shorten it. Just the first four.
Morn.
Yeah. Okay. all right. This is the chocolate a chocolate thing from America. It's got like peanut butter in it and stuff. And it's something pieces. Something pieces.
Reese's.
Yeah.
Reese.
Yeah. Okay.
Reese. R-E-A-S.
Who flies a plane?
Pilot.
Yeah. Shout out. Pilot. All right. When you got a gun or a bow and arrow, what do you do with it when you want to shoot something in particular? You have to.
Arms house. You have to aim.
Aims. Yeah. Okay. And then you know that Gangstar tune and it's got the Method Man cut on the chorus. You know my.
Steez.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Now, big up Steez, man.
What's like a. Okay. Fuck. Okay. Now, when you have a god or a master, you have to.
Praise.
What? No, another word. You have to do as he says. When he tells you to do something,
obey.
You,
yeah. Obey. Obey. This is getting good.
So what? Snoop Dogg, back in the day, he used to do albums with Dr.
Dre.
Dre, okay.
Dre.
And it's a tree, a type of tree. There's an oak tree. There's a...
Maple.
No, another one. He's in PFB.
Oh, the timer.
So a tree.
Honky.
Oh, yeah. I did have honky here, but no. It's a type of tree.
Sap.
No, an elk tree. Oh. I guess I could have said a moose, a type of moose.
Yeah,
an elk.
Yeah.
All right, but you did quite well there. Bro, that was all right.
Elk.
Salute elk.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Yeah, man.
Big up Dre. Good.
Yeah, Dre. I pulled a few out there. All right, man. Party people. That's another episode. Episode 23 in the bag. My man Theme in the house. Amber right here. Like, subscribe, comment. I've said all that already, man. But it really does help people, please. Appreciate
Tell your mum to put the toast in.
You get.
We're coming round.
All right, party people. Peace. Arms house to your mum's house.